Mr. President, thank you very much for giving me the floor. As it is the first time that I take the floor, let me start by thanking you for convening this meeting and congratulate you for managing to do this under the current circumstances. My delegation is very impressed by the pragmatic and innovative solution suggested by you and your team. I would also like to warmly thank the Implementation Support Unit for its excellent work. Let me also stress that Sweden aligns itself to any statement delivered by the European Union. On behalf of Afghanistan and Sweden, as coordinators on clearance and destruction of cluster munitions remnants and risk reduction education, I would like to make the following remarks on the progress being made since the last review conference in 2015, as well as more specifically on the progress this year. Mr. President, since 2015, three state parties have completed their clearance obligations under Article 4 of the Convention pertaining to clearance and destruction of cluster munitions. One state, Mozambique, managed to do this ahead of its deadline in 2016. This achievement deserves to be noted. During this year, two state parties, Croatia on 10th of July and Montenegro on the 21st of July, declared fulfillment of their obligations. We would like to congratulate them for this. The state parties have submitted official declarations of compliance to the ISU, which are available on the CCM website under their country profiles. As you will recall, we saw the first extension request submitted in 2019 by Germany and Lao PDR. During this year, three additional extension requests have been submitted by Bosnia and Herzegovina, Chile, and Lebanon. Unfortunately, five state parties, Afghanistan, Croatia, Iraq, Lebanon, and Mauritania, reported to have discovered previously unknown contaminated areas. One of these states, Mauritania, had previously declared compliance in 2013. Still, as mentioned, Croatia managed to meet its obligations, and Afghanistan has reported to be on track to complete its obligations by its deadline in 2021. Five state parties, Chile, Croatia, Iraq, Lebanon, and Montenegro, reported on lander release following non-technical surveys. Seven state parties, Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Chile, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, and Mauritania, requested assistance to fulfill their obligation under Article 4. Six state parties, Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Iraq, Lao PDR, Lebanon, and Montenegro, reported to have received assistance to fulfill their obligations under Article 4. One state not party, South Sudan, reported in a voluntary Article 7 report to have contamination and requested assistance for clearance and risk reduction education. It also reported to have received assistance for clearance and risk reduction education. During this year, the state parties with obligations pertaining to clearance and destruction of cluster munitions remnants and risk reduction education have reported a number of challenges on fulfilling this. In summary, erosion factors such as rain and floods, difficulties in locating exact locations of cluster munition strikes. As reported by Afghanistan, cluster munition sites are located in remote and hard to reach areas where clearance is challenging. Some have highlighted funding as a challenge. Discovering new contaminated areas continues to be a main difficulty. As coordinators, we would also like to stress that a further challenge in this area is state parties' inability to identify the need for extension requests in time to comply with the timeline required for submission, that is, 9 months before the relevant meeting of state parties or review conference. Mr. President, we look forward to hearing from any delegation on this topic and would welcome the opportunity to share some concluding words. Thank you.